Leo Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Bolivian armed forces took over the capital Central Square on Wednesday, and an armored vehicle rammed through the entrance to the presidential palace, followed by soldiers rushing in, igniting fears of a military coup. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
As troops surrounded Plaza Murillo, a military commander can be heard telling soldiers to stand firm. According to a Reuters witness, an armored vehicle rammed into a door of the presidential palace and soldiers rushed in. Former leader Evo Morales, who has publicly split with Arce, although both belong to the same socialist movement, accused top general Juan José Zuniga of plotting a coup. Tensions have been building in Bolivia ahead of the general elections in 2025, with Morales planning to run against Arce, creating a rift in the ruling Socialist Party and wider political uncertainty.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner, the general, was later arrested and soldiers went home. The U.S. ambassador to Beijing said on Wednesday China's support for Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine by providing technology for missiles and other weaponry is a major mistake. Ambassador Nicholas Burns made the remark in a speech in China's financial hub of Shanghai. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange landed to an ecstatic welcome in Australia on Wednesday after pleading guilty to violating U.S. espionage law in a deal that sets him free from a 14-year legal battle. A U.S. State Department spokesman said the WikiLeaks releases did cause harm.
The actions for which he was indicted and for which he has now pled guilty are actions that put the lives of our partners, our allies, and our diplomats at risk, especially those who work in dangerous places like Afghanistan and Iraq.
Spokesman